Okay.
We'll start with John. Okay, John,
I'm sorry?
Hi, John.
I'm well. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing as well as to be expected.
Well, this is it's interesting because we always take a look back with our real estate numbers, and this may be the last month of normalcy we're going to see in Greenwich for quite some time, right? So the numbers are actually pretty good, weren't they?
The numbers were pretty strong. I mean, if we look at the February numbers, there were 30 single family closings throughout the town, and that was up from 20 in February 19, led by Greenwich, which had 18 closings, and Riverside with 5. That brings us for the first 2 months of the year to 68 closings versus 47 last year. But if we remember when we were talking about the first quarter of 2019, it was very weak. So it's a better indicator as to what was happening in 2018. And actually we are up with 68 closings versus 66 in 2018. So, though the future, is yet to be determined, we did gain some solid footing in the first 2 months of 2020 were certainly, as expected, in line with some of the stronger years over the past 7 years.
Okay, so let's get to the present then. What is the guidance from the Greenwich Association of Realtors in terms of showings, sales, things like that in the midst of this pandemic? What are you guys doing?
Well, the first thing we want to convey to everybody is that we are open for business, and that is based on necessity. We're certainly following all the WHO and the CDC, state, local, federal guidelines, and that's important. But let's keep in mind that real estate is a real necessity, and that up until all of these implementations, there are deals that are under contract, there are deals that are pending, and there are deals that need to continue and be consummated. So we are working with all the attorneys, we are working with the title companies to make sure that they can still have a process that closes, that gets documents in our municipalities recorded accordingly, and that is all evolving in real time. And as you know, Greenwich Town Hall is limited to employees. There are other municipalities that have actually closed. And it's a new process, and it's fluid, and it literally is being evaluated every single day. But as far as what we are doing is showings, we are certainly not having the type of open houses that goes without saying that we normally do. There are no broker open houses. There is no vehicle to promote public open houses. We're really encouraging every agent to speak with their clients as to what the processes are that they are comfortable with on an individual basis, work with their brokers, and determine, first and foremost, access and if it's appropriate. And as you know, there are vacant properties, and there are properties that are have families that have gathered in this unique time and are hunkering down. So it's a very individual process. We certainly will always err on the side of caution. But with that said, there's some need out there to keep looking at real estate.
Right. Just intuitively, do you think things will be suppressed then in March and moving forward? Or is it busy? You've said business as usual, but can it be?
Well, I don't think business as usual as we have known it. There will be an evolution of business. I mean, right now, if we were to take the last week of what is the norm, it is trying to satisfy some demand from people that want short-term housing in Greenwich. So you can imagine that there are people primarily from New York City that have been calling and are trying to get some short-term rentals. Greenwich typically is not the type of market that offers that, but that said, there have been some leases that have been executed in the last few days, and that will continue to be. So we're satisfying that need right now in the moment. You know, clearly what's going to happen is that this is going to be a pause button until everybody realizes that, we're healthy, it's safe to come out and start to practice business. and business will be practiced differently. I mean, clearly already technology, we're doing virtual access to properties, that will continue. And I think people that are really weathering this storm and are engaged in a process, whether they're physically right now under contract or whether they're thinking about moving, are going to sit back, they're going to prioritize, they're going to evaluate what is important to them, and real estate transactions will continue, but there will be a shift in the demand.
All right. John McAtee, 2020 GAR president. Thanks for joining me, John. I don't know, is it possible, I guess, if John leaves, we can get Stacy in for a couple seconds? Was that the plan?
We have Stacy on hold, and we would have to jump from John to her.
Okay, John, I'm going to let you go. We'll get a couple minutes with Stacy, okay?
Great. Thank you. Be well and be healthy.
Thanks, John. Same to you. Thank you. Okay, hopefully joined by Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors.
And yes, I think we have everybody on now.
Okay. Are you there, Stacy?
I'm here, guys. How are you?
Okay. Well, John gave us kind of the rundown. What are things like from your perspective in the office and things like that?
From our perspective, everybody's really, you know, complying with all of the precautions that are being, you know, bestowed upon us by the powers that be. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of people that are kind of adapting their business. So they're not hosting open houses, as I'm sure John already talked about. But individual showings can still be done responsibly with, you know, sanitizing efforts. And, you know, if you're sick, you're staying home, you're not practicing. And there's, you know, it's a really interesting time. We've never been through anything like this. Yeah, I think people are weathering it properly, though. I know from the February numbers, we had pretty good numbers there. We really hadn't seen any threat from the virus yet. There was no stock market decline at that point. Nationally, it's being predicted that this will have a 10% decline in sales overall, the pandemic will. Mostly due to uncertainties in the economy and the fear of, you know, human contact. But that's also being contrasted with much better affordability in terms of interest rates being at, you know, kind of historic lows right now. So it's too soon to tell exactly how that will play out. But, you know, given that now we're into this and we've got people actually practicing social distancing and, you know, self-quarantining, I do think we'll see those slow down. It just depends, you know, how long this will last. We won't know.
Well, you're obviously in a people business, and there's, social distancing and self-quarantining is the is the opposite of what you guys want to do on them, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, our members are social beings, and they want to help. So that's, I think, what we're trying to do, we're working on, is figuring out how can our members still continue to help. You know, there are a ton of local organizations that are doing different drives. I know, you know, the town obviously is working with the United Way to get some funds out to those who need it, neighbor to neighbor, kids in crisis. They're all doing food drives, which are super important right now. So we're trying to help bring awareness to those things. And, you know, some of them are as easy as donating money online. So you don't have to go anywhere or bring any supplies anywhere. You just have to give them the funds and they can take care of it. So it's something that we can all do if you have the means to be able to do it from the comfort of our homes.
Great. Well, Stacy, that's what we call in radio a segue, because coming up, we'll be speaking with David Rabin from the United Way about their aid relief fund, the community relief fund. Stacy, I want to thank you and John for a couple minutes this morning for the Real Estate Report. Hopefully, we'll get you back in studio next month, right?
Definitely. Hopefully.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good one, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Join us on the third Thursday. And we hope we'll be joined by David Rabin, who is the chair of the Greenwich United Way. Hello?
Tony?
Yes. Whoa. David, is that you?
That is me.
Welcome.